At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've been waiting for it all week long. We have reached Friday. It is November 7th. We are at 608 Gen 2. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, also good morning to you. Yesterday was the last mow of the year because I knew this was on the way. Wet and windy and wind gusts and 40 miles per hour rain. There all sorts happening, things happening. I thought to myself, I need to mow that grass down. I need to run the gas out of the mower. And yesterday was the day. Very adult.
Did you get your Christmas lights up too?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were for sure going to say no.
Well, I don't want to know if I want to lie or not, because when you asked if I did, when I came home, my wife... That's why I hesitated for about 0.5 seconds. And I take no credit of that.
That counts, though, that your house is done.
She has all of the, that's what she,
and wow.
We would need more lights, I would think, throughout. But generally speaking, the display outside and the lights that go with the display that we have across the front of the house is done.
That is impressive.
Now, leaves was another thing I was attacking yesterday.
Right.
Got to be some 2017 leaves. Like, it's impossible to get rid of any of these. A blower and a rake and a this and a that. It's impossible. It's the worst.
The ones that gather at the roots of my hydrangeas drive me.
Can't get them out.
Up.
Oh, yeah.
A wall.
What is worse, that or mulching? Because I don't know. The beginning and end of this, you know, spring and the fall. Leaves are a nightmare.
The worst. The absolute worst.
I would really love to ask if anybody got the Starbucks cup from yesterday, but I would assume it's a no. And it's so funny because they did release, you know, obviously we talked about this yesterday, the peppermint mochas and the line of drinks. They did release the white ribbon tumbler. Nobody cares. The gingerbread cookie tumbler. Yeah, that's fine. The white pleated mug. Yeah, the list goes on and on. There were other mugs that were cute and released, but nobody's talking about
those. And nobody's talking about the Hello Kitty that came out with it,
right,
too. I mean, that was I saw videos online yesterday, people looking for the bear mug, walking right past, like, oh, look at this. They have this. They have this. They have the Hello Kitty. They have this. No barista. It's that glass. It looks like a honey jar. It's in the shape of a bear. It wears a beanie. It's so cute. But there is something else that I didn't even know they were going to have that one of our listeners messaged us about.
That's because we have the best listeners ever. And our EMC crew, I guess that's redundant, our EMCs are the best. You will not believe the message we got yesterday. You can always reach out to us. We love that. It's 216-343-1021. You can always shoot us a DM. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorite. It's all over social. So once again, if you are on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, if you are on X, we don't check X very often, I just don't think to.
No.
Also, Jen and Tim Show, give us a like, give us a follow. You can see a lot of the content and all the videos and everything that are there. And of course, you can shoot us DMs.
That's what Sarah Jean did. We were talking about the barely.
Oh, and Threads.
No, we don't check that either. Does anybody check that one anymore?
I totally forgot that was even a thing.
Barista mugs were out yesterday. They're the glass bear mugs. Everyone was looking for them. No one could find them. But she said she went to the Brunswick Starbucks. She said, no baristas, but look at all these little cute barista keychains. And they are stinking adorable. There's six of them you can collect. There's one dressed like a Christmas tree, which is the one I would pick. Oh, I don't know. The reindeer's really cute, too. And so is the snowman, and there's a Santa, and an elf, and an actual barista. These are so adorable. And it looks like they had them all at Brunswick. This was yesterday morning when she sent this message, though. So I don't know if these are selling out as well. But you know the whole bag charm trend, how people are wearing
it? Oh, yes, absolutely. They're all over the place.
Yep. I would put one of these on my bag. Like, these are, I want one.
We don't have any idea of a price point. I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just talking aloud, right? There's no message.
I don't. Oh, they're so cute. Let me see if I can see.
It's a good backup prize when you cannot, because the cup is going to be. Man, maybe you are a barista or you are an insider. We would love to hear from you. 216-343-1021.
Hold up. Not only are they, these are next level. Not only are they keychains, they're lid stoppers. You know, like the little.
Oh, no way.
Yes. You can put it right on top of your cup. They are so cute. Okay, now I want one of these.
This is my fault for going through the drive-thru not only yesterday but today. But it was also 5 in the morning.
You need to do a walk-in.
I am. And Izzy's always down, my 10-year-old, down with some type of refresher to try.
Oh.
Maybe that's the play. Once again, thank you so much for the DM. So if you couldn't find, neither could I, the viral Barista cup at Starbucks, it's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. There is a... I don't want to say a secondary option, but I mean, it really is a secondary option compared to the cup that you can't find anywhere.
I know. I have FOMO on the cup. Like, if I saw the cup, I would buy it because I know it's a hot ticket item. But I got to tell you, if I was presented this information without knowing that everyone was going for the cup, I would probably get the keychain because it's so stinking cute. And that's what we were just talking about. She sent them in. They're all little mini baristas dressed in Christmas outfits, like a snowman, an elf, a Christmas tree. And you were asking how much they cost. $14.95, she says.
Okay.
And she saw them at the Brunswick Starbucks, and this was yesterday morning. So I don't know if those went viral, if a lot of people were snatching those up yesterday. We'd love to hear from someone if you did see those anywhere.
The rare Starbucks 2025 Barista Bear Glass Jar Cold Cup with Straw Limited Edition. If anybody just joining us, that's what you cannot find anywhere. Can I hand you my phone and you tell everybody what people are asking for on eBay right now?
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
And we'll get to three
things. Oh my gosh, it's so cute. Let me scroll down. Is someone going to pay that?
No.
$450 for this cup.
That's the thing with eBay. You can ask for whatever you want. That's not a sold price by any stretch. They're asking $450. Or best offer.
It
I'm going to go in
so
and give
cute.
Him, ask him 35.
How do you clean his ears, though?
Like, that's going to be an entire an thing. By that's the way, the tumblers, the cleaning, a lot of times, the water bottle.
Straws.
You're right. There's going to be some gooey ears.
Don't say gooey ears.
So, but, yeah. Good luck. I'm glad you got it, but we laugh a little bit because you're going to have gooey ears.
That's gross.
That is so petty.
Gross, but correct.
Yep.
Gross, but correct. Rock's biggest night almost here. So who's headed into the Hall of Fame this weekend? That's in 60 seconds. Elyria is at 47 degrees this morning. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know today, brought to you by South Park Mall. The Rock Hall induction ceremony happening tomorrow night this year. It's in Los Angeles. Inductees include Cyndi Lauper, Soundgarden, Outkast, Bad Company, The White Stripes, Salt-N-Pepa. You can watch it all on Disney Plus starting at 8 o'clock.
Wouldn't it be the worst? How do you say Flava Flav?
Oh, yeah, it's spelled Flavor Flav.
The only reason I mention that, wouldn't it be the worst news if it was salt and pepper?
Oh, my gosh. If it wasn't spelled
pepper.
My
world would be broken.
I know. I'm
sorry to interrupt.
Though. We're certain on salt and pepper, though.
I thought I was certain with Flava Flav,
so
and he says it's Flavor Flav.
And I'm telling you, you look it up, and he corrects people. I, for 100 years, thought it was Flava Flav. I have met him before. I've probably called him Flava. Sorry. I'm just going to call him Flav from now. Okay. That's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Frontier Airlines cutting flights from Cleveland to New York City and San Juan, Puerto Rico early next year. They're being paused because of lower demand, but could come back later in 2026. And Chick-fil-A. Everyone's releasing their holiday menu, and Chick-fil-A has announced their peppermint versions of things. Beginning on Monday, the peppermint chip milkshake of heaven returns. That is not the official name. That is what I call it. Plus, there are new treats like peppermint frosted coffee, peppermint iced coffee, and peppermint ice dream. Also returning, the fan favorite chicken tortilla soup and a 30 count nugget meal.
We promise we will not be dropping anything on the counter this morning. It's Star 1, at least not on purpose. It's Star 102.
You sure about that?
Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Not exactly. You're right. I shouldn't have done that disclaimer without knowing.
Yeah.
What is up next, though, with Stevie on the socials?
We're not dropping anything.
Okay, good.
This trend is, I've been seeing it everywhere as the Christmas season and Black Friday is approaching. And, Jen, I think you're going to love these videos because it's very similar to Oprah's List.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
but
very
it's like
excited.
The Internet Generation's version.
Okay. Can't wait. Cannot
so
wait.
So they also don't try these things?
Stop. Stop
no,
with your
do.
False
and they
narrative.
Do, and there's proof.
They do,
yes.
And there's proof. Now that I like.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Instead of influencers posting their wish list for the holiday season, the new trendy video to make is a list of things that you already own that you would recommend people to put on their list. You know how sometimes people ask you, like, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for your birthday? And you don't know what to say. So they're telling you things that they already have and love. So they for sure know that they use the item and would recommend it. These are all over my feed. I mean, there's things from makeup and beauty and clothes. But there are some interesting ones that I'm going to go over that appeared on multiple lists. Now, of course, everyone's is different because it's the things they have, the things they recommend. But things that popped up that I thought were interesting are the Nod Pod. Have you heard of that?
I haven't.
It's a weighted eye mask, and it says it's going to instantly relax your body and mind while promoting deep, restful sleep. It costs $38, and it is like a heavy eye mask. I've seen
like
it's
a weighted blanket
like
for your
wrap.
Face.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder. So if it helps you sleep, I wonder if it does it do any help for your under eye, like bags or dark circles?
Oh, I bet. I mean, it is heavy.
Not that we need it. We're asking for friends.
Right, because we get plenty of
sleep. We are. And anything that would be a sleep aid of any sort, I would be 100% in because that's just, and a lot of our EMCs that listen, it's just a lot of times you just are 100% not getting the amount of sleep or quality
sure.
sleep that you have been. Multiply that by how many years. I would spend the $38 and beg for that mask.
I keep thinking, like, I've never tried one of those, but I feel like I know what that would feel like, and I want it immediately.
This one is thick.
Okay.
I've seen it.
That could lead to a nightmare that I was trapped as well.
I was thinking that, too. That's what fair. If it falls? It's not
yes.
the case. There's a lot, but people seem to love it.
Okay.
The next
What's it called again? I'm sorry, Freddie, be just joining
Nod
us.
Nod Pod.
Nod Pod. So there you
okay.
go.
Okay. Nod Pod.
The next one I'm sure you've heard of. It's the Shark or Dyson air wraps to curl your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of that.
Very trendy. They range from $210 all the way to $650.
Oh, $210. See, I only saw the 500 ones
we
yesterday.
Talked about
the.
Yeah. Well, that's the Shark one. The Shark one costs less, but a lot of people say it's
just as good.
It's just as good.
They have like a 250, 300 Shark, but they also have their basic one. I think their basic is $210.
And then the Shark ones sometimes show up at Costco as well, that you can get them on deal.
Like locally?
Yes.
Or, okay.
The Shark
a lot of times
one, not the, I mean, the coveted, the like Rolls Royce yes. or whatever, the best one would be the Dyson Airwrap.
Yes.
Oprah did have that on her list, and it
she
is
would have it.
I'm quite, wondering
if she had,
quite the
did
tool.
Did she have an air purifier? Because that's on like everybody's list, and I don't understand why.
Do we need those?
Every list I saw, someone mentioned an air purifier. They say it's something you should have, especially if you have pets.
Oh.
But it's something that you don't want to buy yourself, so it's a great thing
Good
to ask
gift.
For.
I feel like the air purifiers got really trendy after COVID.
COVID.
Everyone was getting the air
Parents
purifier.
Parents have one. It's
so now.
It made sense to have. It probably still makes sense to have. It's probably a good
right.
thing.
Right. Okay.
Anybody else have something that you love? It's your love it list. Is there something that you would like to mention that is fantastic that everybody should have? Just one item would be amazing to add to this list. Because those are three really, really good things.
And the Toy Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. Slime, Battleship, and Trivial Pursuit, newest
yeah.
members.
You have to have a meeting. You need to. There has to be a baseline to have a Hall of Fame. How is Trivial Pursuit and Battleship, which have been around 60 years, not in a first, second, or third tier of a Hall of Fame?
I don't know, but and then there's worth mentioning the finalists they beat out, like Connect Four. That's been around forever.
Connect Four did not get in.
No,
is that what you're saying?
Correct.
The game Connect Four is not in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Correct. Like why? You're right. Why is that not part of the baseline? Tickle Me Elmo, which I realize is like a later thing, but that was like so huge.
Is in.
Is not in.
Tickle Me Elmo is not in a Hall of Fame along with Connect Four in a Toy Hall of Fame.
Correct. And Snow. Snow didn't make it in either. Remember that was one of the
nominees. The band? Why would snow make it? They had one song.
Informer? Snow? That's your reference? Oh, my God.
I don't care what year it is. That was a bop.
That was a good song. All
like,
right.
Snow's not a toy. Why is snow even on the list?
Well,
is snow a toy?
They could argue that, you know, kids play with it.
There's no way that Caton got in then, right?
It's Catan. Okay. And no, Caton didn't get in.
Okay. So if you're playing Caton in the snow, you're so far away from the Hall of Fame.
All right. You can see the new inductees on display at the museum in Rochester, New York.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Let's just get to it.
This is what's been going on
the last couple of days on the show, behind the scenes.
In our studio, they decided... And when I say they, I don't know who made the decision. Someone decided to change the light bulbs in our studio because we have very nice upgraded cameras that we got so that we can record. Like right now, we're recording. We're on camera and I'm messing with the light. We're on camera and we want the lighting to look good. There's some type of sliver of darkness by Tim.
I cannot wait to post these videos. I am in the dark. It is like a UFO landed on your face.
Well, look, I can.
Well, the problem before, just
how's that?
Rewinding a little. This is a new problem. And we just need to mess with it. And
this
it won't
is
be a
new
problem.
Problem.
We don't have it. It changed the light bulbs. And this is just, I mean, we can just call this segment petty work problems. But Stevie, the light bulbs in Stevie's studio were changed and did not illuminate very well. And then the ones over by you were also.
It was very noticeable because the lights on my side, when I walk in every day, I turn on the light and it's on a dimmer and I always push it all the way up to the top and that works. It's been great lighting for a long time. Well, then all of a sudden they changed them and we walked in the other day and between my side and Stevie's side and Stevie's portion, it was very shadowy and dark. So I
recorded some video when you weren't looking, and I pulled the audio from that.
Oh, man.
So this is about 10 seconds of complaining. Here we go.
Same with this one. The weather's so dark everywhere.
Is it because of the new light bulbs?
It's dark. My area's dark. We have them pushed all the way up. Very dark.
It was very dark. Stevie's falling asleep in there. It's so dark in her studio.
We'll bring her in next. We have to address some things. But yeah, so that's just what's been going on behind the scenes.
Well, I don't even know.
So if Stevie's questions have been too tough at 8:30, it's not her fault. She can't see him.
But then there's so many layers of this that have evolved over the past few days. Because then we were, you know, were we light bulb shamed? Is that what?
You were definitely light bulb shamed.
What do you mean you? What happened to we?
My light bulbs have been fine this entire time.
Your light bulbs have been fine.
I have the two that are over me. This is not an issue at all. It's the ones in the corners by you and then Stevie in her studio.
But you agreed mine got darker.
Eh. I did in the group text. I don't know if it did. I'm totally kidding. We have to bring Stevie in.
You were on our side.
No, I am. Steve, we have to bring in Stevie also. That is next. You have to turn your light on. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
How do I turn it on?
This all makes sense. We're posting the video of this as well. We talked about that. And thank you for the messages that said that the shows have been good the last couple of days. Oh, my gosh. It's like a UFO landed on your face.
Man, I think you need to put that higher.
So wait.
Oh, on the speaker.
Anybody else have a petty work problem? Give us a call. So are your light bulbs in your studio fixed? Are your light bulbs in the corner fixed? The ones that are.
Yes.
Those are good. Yours good or is it still dark?
Different than before, but they're fixed. Yes.
My room is darker than before. The lights work.
They did the first switch where our studio and your room got darker.
Yes.
Now they've switched the studio light bulbs again, so it's brighter in here, but they did not switch. So you're still with the dark light bulb.
Yes, it's still very dark in there.
But as a morning show, we expressed concern and we were met with a solution, which is awesome because now we have. It's awesome that our problem was addressed.
Okay.
Now, I should say that because it's like our voices were heard. Our voices were heard by our boss. And they are. And he's so great about that.
Our bosses, for sure.
And we don't joke about it at all. We take it all very seriously. So now the three of us each have a new light made for recording.
Yes.
But this is like a separate issue, right?
Well, now this has become a separate issue on the air,
like,
I believe,
because has anything to do with this.
So for instance,
here.
And I know this isn't going to play well on the air. It will when we post the video. scroll through your ring light options, okay, which are great. It softens the face. I understand why it's great.
Does my face look softened? You said it looked like a UFO landed
it
on my face.
It looks very bright right
What's
now.
What's that?
That one looks like you are extremely sunburned.
Does it really?
This is a great game we're playing.
Wait, is it only two? No, there's three.
Definitely a cooler filter.
A cooler?
But it makes your lips look blue. That one, once again, is back to sunburn.
Okay, now what about this one?
That one is, I came out of a cave and my eyes are too bright.
I'm dimming it now. What's that do?
Ooh.
That's bad. It's way better.
Is it? Well, wait. Now that's on the cave one. This is the UFO one.
That's great. I'm just saying this name is, nobody can see this, so I don't want to go too deep.
Look at the UFO one, and I just want you to then look at the sunburn one, and tell me between cave, this is UFO,
it's a new game of the Genesis show.
Eye doctor.
Cave or burn?
Cave, UFO, or burn. This is burn.
Bad.
This is UFO, I think.
Looks the same.
No, that's cave. I don't know.
Well, see, in order to play the game, you have to know which options are available.
This is UFO. This is UFO. How's that look?
We have a lot of work.
This is bad.
A lot of work. I think maybe the videos are done. I don't know what's going on. I think we're done. I think that's it. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I think we're fine.
First of all, Stevie still can't see from turning on her light.
Stars. It needs to be like
from Star 102. It makes sense. Done. Mm-hmm. Next problem. We're good. Now the studio's good. We just wanted to address why last couple of days. The show's, couldn't see anything.
So wait, here's the thing.
My light's been fine the whole time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Your light, when we take a video, and this has been another issue with the lighting, there's like a slice of darkness behind you.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful new Star 102 banner. You can see the logo behind you. It looks great up until there's a slice of darkness. A new light was put in the studio yesterday, which we were told about, which is exciting. But we've turned on that light. It does not appear to handle the slice of darkness.
We just need to angle it differently. This is what a project we're going to have to take on, because I do look very Phantom of the Opera right now.
You do. Listen, your references during this light have been top
pretty
notch.
Pretty solid.
Between that cave sunburn and UFO have been great.
New game you have to listen back.
Right.
I also appreciate the phone call we got from Andy Baskin.
Yeah, thanks, Andy.
Who co-hosts the Midday Show with Jeff Phelps on our brother station, 92.3 The Fan. They have perfect lighting.
They really do.
And he's a good-looking guy, and he has perfect lighting, and he's wondering why we're complaining. I'm not a good-looking guy, and our lighting is way off. That's the problem. And thank you, and I know that he listens and his family listens to the show, too. So thank you for that.
Yes, thank you for listening.
I think this light, mine, this very bright one, is supposed to be for Jen, like to light up your backdrop. That's why it's very aggressive to me.
Stevie, it feels like the lights that were placed near each of our microphones were supposed to be each person's light.
But this is too close. It's causing
too close
anger.
To your face.
I would need to go to the eye doctor.
Well, my light was on the floor behind
me. Which we know
me.
You won't.
See, this is supposed to be your light, and that is supposed to be the floor's light.
I know. It doesn't even reach over here.
I'm sorry. We will.
Yeah, it does. It's bright.
I don't.
There will be video once they get this edited that will go along with it, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about.
I look UFO again. That is blinding.
I can't play the UFO cave or sunburn game.
I can't see.
J Ben's almost fallen off the chair. We tried.
This is bad.
We definitely tried.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.